Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Interesting show today, folks. We should begin each show by highlighting the topics. Just the topics would be enough to blow your minds, man. Like, for example, Dave Chappelle attacked on stage. The second comedian in less than 2 weeks attacked on stage doing his job. Black comedians, too. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Speaking of comedy, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, which you can find by going to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/comedy, is launching. We opened in Scottsdale March 31st, day after my brother's birthday, and we rocked it, and now we're setting up multiple dates. I just got off the phone with the event planner. We will have at least 8 dates firm within the next couple of months. I can start giving you some ideas about where I know we're going to be. I know we're going to be in North Carolina. That deal is 90% down the road. We're probably 20 to 30% down the road in Tampa. Talk to the radio station. For you folks listening to me in Tampa, Sarasota area, yep, you're going to see my little beautiful face there shortly. But we're only about 20, 30% down the road. We got to pick the venue and all that other stuff. But I am working with the station. Joe and Barb, excellent people. Love them, love them, love them. So anyway, we got that. Probably going to do Cleveland. Going to do Oklahoma, Virginia, Texas, Simi Valley, California, another show in Phoenix, and probably the Chicago, Illinois area, and South Carolina. South Carolina! So we'll get that out to you. Comedy, comedy, comedy. And by the way, don't expect anybody to charge the stage on this, brother. I'm the only black dude performing as a comedian, but I promise you, if you charge the stage, well, it won't end good. Not for you, anyway. So, so Dave Chappelle attacked. And now, the question you'd ask yourself is, what was the leftist thinking who attacked him? Because Dave Chappelle is nothing, he's a funny guy. But we'll talk more about it. It's not a big topic when you consider it in the microcosm. Okay, guy gets attacked. But in the macrocosm, I consider this workplace violence. People attacking the folks who make us laugh. How safe are you at your job? Think about that. If you can attack a dude who's on stage there to be funny, then where you're supposed to say, look, I'm going to leave all my cares behind. It's like going to Hollywood. And they do something on the screen and you throw your shoe at the screen because you don't like what's on there. It's entertainment. You're supposed to suspend all belief or whatever. Suspend, you know, the idea that a dude can actually fly and do a slow motion roll with a car in the air and still get the bad guys. You can't even be funny anymore. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, speaking of jobs, 247,000 jobs in April. Was that good or bad? What do you think? And while you're thinking about all these things, I want you to understand everything I'm talking about from a metaphorical perspective. Comedians getting attacked on stage. Will Smith, is he in jail? No. Dave Chappelle's guy, he got a good butt whooping, the guy that attacked Chappelle, because 10 people were kicking the crap out of him. But I don't know what's going to happen there, but we're at a stage where people can do that. Now, what about the jobs? Do you think this economy is roaring? You think Joe Biden's got it all together? Why are we talking? These are big issues, and as I say, in the macrocosm, they seem little, but they are big issues, and we're not even going to address them. Companies added far fewer jobs than expected in April as they struggle to find workers to fill open positions. Private payrolls increased by just 247,000 for the month, well below the 390,000 they estimated. People are not looking for jobs. Too comfortable. How do you think that's going to work out for you? Anyway, there was a big decline in March, too. People are just saying, the heck with it. I'll figure it out. What else we got in the news? We got the Clintons under fire from Durham, right? things are really heating up on this. That investigation is one of the most serious investigations in American history. But it's back burner news. Why? Why is that back burner news? Hillary Clinton colluded. Sound like Biden. Hillary Clinton colluded with Perkins Coie, law firms, media, etc., to plant a fake story on Donald Trump that took legs and not only followed him into from the his victory over in the election, which he never thought would happen, to his presidency, and it's back burner at best. This story, they should already have Hollywood movies or certainly TV docuseries talking about this. And we got nada, zilch, zero, zippo. A monumental, I mean, travesty that the media is not covering this. And we're going into some more detail on some other stuff. But why are we not talking about it? Because somebody leaked the SCOTUS decision. Huge news. Huge. I'm going to talk a lot more about that here in a bit. Because I told you guys, I wasn't sure if it was fake. I was right and wrong at the same time. I'll get to that. But for now, I want you to think about the news cycle. Think about everything that we should be talking about, could be talking about. The scandals on top of scandals, belying other scandals. And we had one thing that happened. A leak. And the Democrats are flipping out. Why? You think they really care about what happened with Roe v. Wade? What a joke. Roe v. Wade is racism for blacks. It's the same thing for women that racism is to blacks. Women aren't worried about abortion. Not really. It's my body. Not at all. If women really cared about their bodies, they would legalize prostitution. They would legalize organ harvesting. It would legalize all kinds of stuff. If it's your body, prove it. They don't care. This is to take your attention and the nation's attention off of all the other things that are going on in this country that Joe Biden's not fixing. Like that bad jobs report. Like his crooked DOJ that isn't going to try to prosecute Hillary Clinton. Like a host of other things that we'll be bringing up here in the next segment because I'm about to run out of time. That's all it is. It's a big distraction. And as I said, I will explain to you how I was wrong about the leak, but I was right about why the leak happened. We got a packed show today, folks. Seriously. This one will be fun for me and you. See you in a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for Mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too.
The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who's your daddy, Americanskis? Who's your daddy, Republicans? Huh? Is it Trump or is it Mitch McConnell? Oh, man, let me tell you, Ohio has spoken. J.D. Vance, a lot of people upset. I get it. J.D. Vance was up. He was anti-Trump, whatever he was. And he did his mea culpa. He says he's pro-Trump now. He supports what the president did. Trump gave him an endorsement. People flipping out. I'm not following the race closely enough to give to put a dog in the fight. But here's what I will tell you. Donald Trump made a lot of people upset when he ran against them. He made a lot of people upset with his style. And then you know what he did? Old boy went out and he did his job. To the fullest, to the hilt, save Wu Flu, and a couple of other things. But for the most part, you are 80% happy with what Donald Trump did. If you're not wearing that mask, thank Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Thank Donald Trump for that. Donald Trump's judges have made 2 rulings so far, the border issue and the face mask issue in our favor. And people are, we don't need no Donald Trump. Donald Trump is, he's toxic. Donald Trump, tweet, whatever. People complaining. You know what it just goes to show you? The conservatives that act like they're conservatives can be just as leftist-minded as leftists. It means you got to work on your game. And I know there are people out there listening, Kevin, man, you're always talking about Donald Trump. Yeah, well, if you listen to this show, you know I am no Donald Trump homer. I like the guy. I would have beers and dinner with Donald Trump. In fact, well, he doesn't drink beer, but I would have dinner with him. And in fact, I didn't have dinner, but I was invited to it. I ended up not going. But I was with Donald Trump. He is a likable guy that is nothing like he's portrayed. And let me tell you, rock star status. But he has spoken. And J.D. Vance won. Anyway, we'll talk more about that. But here's the point. Big story. Big news. I don't think of it as a rift in the Republican Party. I think of it as a correction in the Republican Party. You want to talk about rifts? Democrats have rifts. Joe Biden is now the king of oil. Mr. Green Energy has released more from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves than all the modern presidents combined. Yeah. We'll get more into that. What else are we not talking about? We're not talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. Who knows where that's going to go? We are only on the surface of that. And what are we talking about? Roe v. Wade. Woohoo! Row your boat. A guy was wearing a shirt, a black dude. It says, take babies off of death row, R-O-E. And I thought, what a powerful message. Black babies on death, R-O-E, row. Hey, did Russia leave Ukraine? I'm just curious, asking for a friend. Did Russia leave Ukraine? Because I'm not hearing much about it. I'm not hearing much about all the refugees on the run. I'm not hearing much about how Joe Biden's getting his butt kicked politically by Putin. I'm hearing nothing. Why? What am I hearing about? Oh, that's right. Roe. All the children who were put on death row, R-O-E. And the decision that everybody, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Let me just say something, folks. Think of the metaphor of what I'm telling you in this story. It does not matter that something has supplanted the news cycle. It could have been Joe Biden got ill, or, you know, he ate something and he's sick. He's in the hospital. And we're all supposed to be sympathetic. Or Hunter died suddenly by accident. You know, who knows? Wink, wink. We're all supposed to be sympathetic. The left are going to plan something to take your mind off of everything you should be thinking about. Because let me tell you, the minute you stop thinking about that, you're going to go hit that grocery store and pay twice as much for meat than you did last year. Twice as much for your grains. Some of the things aren't even going to be there. You're going to go fill up your car and go, what? It's 50 cents higher than the day before? What's going on? You're going to remember who did it. So they got to distract you. They want your bodies, man. Those mean-spirited Republicans. Oh, my gosh. Hey, like I said, is there still a war in Ukraine? I wonder if there are still Americans left in Afghanistan. I don't know. Anybody want to check? I already talked about Bidenflation. Hey, what about Wu flu deaths? We were just starting to discover all the blips, right? The blips. People aged 18 to 35 dying suddenly, walking away from careers. We talking about it? Not that I know. Hey, you guys may not be aware of this. I got some news for you. Yeah, check it out. Figures show 69,334 COVID cases were recorded the other day, up on the daily tally from mid-April. Despite the rise, U.S. scientists say there is no evidence that under 50s need booster jabs. Yeah, you want to know why they're not wanting to give booster jabs, even though the Wu flu numbers doubled? Pay attention, people. They doubled. If they had doubled in the time of Fauci the fraud, what would we be doing? Would we be wearing masks? Would we be locked down? Oh, remember when they told us on airplanes, 68% of people still prefer to wear masks on airplanes. And then you see the shot of the American Airlines flight attendants with the entire plane smiling because they don't have to wear masks. What are those? Oh, those are teeth, Kevin. Dentists are happy. They're like, whew, thank God. Pretty soon, who would care if people had beautiful smiles or not? You're never going to see them, you bunch of hijab-wearing turncoat sellouts. People that want to wear the mask, a mask that wouldn't even protect you from smelling bacon. But, oh boy, but we're not talking about it. COVID numbers up. A report that says we don't even recommend you get boosters should be front-facing news about Fauci the fraud and the Biden administration. And you know what else should be front-facing news? All the people dying. It's funny. I've been watching these stories because you know me. I got that kind of mind. I've been watching these stories. Under four. Tragic death of a 42-year-old. There was a lady here in Arizona. She's some political person. And, you know, like Secretary of Records or whatever. A lot of people knew her. One of the Ducey's acolytes. 42 years old. Died suddenly. 45. Died suddenly. 38. Died suddenly. Debilitating, this, that, and the other. If Trump were still the president, you would hear these horror stories. Donald Trump is the person who brought the vaccine into America. He's responsible for the deaths. Remember when I told you guys, I said, Trump better stop spiking a football. We brought these vaccines to market faster, faster than anyone else. Faster, I tell you. They were fast. They were fast. And now, you know, people can take them. They're safe and they're fast and they're effective. Look, I'm going to get it. I said, you better watch out, President Trump. They are setting you up, dude. And if Trump was still president, I promise you, you would be hearing all about how the VAERS system underreports the number of people who've died. Trump killing people! And you'd watch Fauci the fraud. I warned the president that we should not rush on this vaccine because it would not be efficacious.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A radical organization called Ruth Sent Us has set up a website directing angry abortion activists to go to the homes of the six extremist justices, in their words, 3 in Virginia, 3 in Maryland. Those protests set to take place next Wednesday. This as there's bipartisan support to get additional federal funding for the Supreme Court justices to allow around-the-clock protection for justices and their families.
Because we deal in these matters on a daily basis, to make that kind of threat to the Supreme Court is an attempt to intimidate the justices and a threat to judicial independence.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is up another few cents today to $4.27 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. As the price of gas in Oregon is $4.66 a gallon, the state continues to deal with inflation. Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown is focusing on feminine hygiene products.
Every public school in Oregon will soon be required to provide tampons and other feminine products in boys' bathrooms. In addition, those tampons must include instructions on how to use them. The requirement is in accordance with the state's new Menstrual Dignity Act, signed into law by Democratic Governor Kate Brown last year. It mandates that menstrual products be made available in every student bathroom. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the state is settling a $680 million lawsuit with Walgreens. The agreement comes weeks into a civil trial over Walgreens' alleged role in the opioid epidemic. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You're being set up, America. Set up. They got this whole Roe story. They leaked it, and it's a setup. It's a setup so that they can say, "Oh, suddenly the Democrats have a catalyst, something that lit the fire on everybody." So when they try to steal the election, they go, "Well, you were doing fine until you passed Roe." Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You're going to start to see new polls showing Democrats suddenly surging. And it's all going to be because of this decision. And this time, the results won't be because people hate Donald Trump, folks. That's going to be the real story. It's because Democrats will be protecting the rights for women to do what they want with their bodies. Meanwhile, the fight for the soul of America continues. And I gave you all kinds of things that are not being talked about. Joe Biden's crooked business with his kid. Huge story. Think about this. The person who's running our country, who suffers from dementia, who's got time to yuck it up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, is so at ease, even with his son's laptop being in Russian hands and leaks coming out all the time, he's so at ease. Right? Because he's got it all handled. He's not compromised. Let me tell you, Joe Biden is not only compromised by the Chinese or the Russians or whomever. He's compromised by the people who run him. The people who decided he would be. If you think Joe Biden went, "You know what? I'm going to get elected. I'm going to run my campaign. To heck with you. I'll do it my way." Pfft. Joe Biden's got handlers. To call him the president of the United States is a joke. He's owned. And you know why Trump is gone? Because he couldn't be. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Soul of America. Well, what is the soul of America? I'll tell you this. The Republicans are struggling right now trying to figure out what's going to happen with the party, blah, blah, blah. And here's what they, an article about what happened in Ohio the other day. Hillbilly Elegy author J.D. Vance won Ohio's contentious and hyper-competitive GOP Senate primary on Tuesday, buoyed by Trump's endorsement in a race that was an early test of the former president's hold on his party as the midterm season kicks into high gear. A one-time staunch critic of Trump, whose 2016 memoir about his Appalachian childhood lifted him to fame, Vance spent much of his campaign behind in the polls. But a late-stage endorsement from Trump pushed him to the front-runner status, and the two men downplayed Vance's past scathing criticism of the former president, with Vance saying he was wrong. Now, this story on so many levels amazes me. Maybe you caught some of the nuance. See, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, people said that Joy Behar commented that Joe Biden was of sound mind because he could laugh at himself. Now, I personally think Joe Biden laughs at everything because he's an idiot. He's funny out here. Anyway, the idea is that Donald Trump can't make friends. Donald Trump is such an egomaniac that when you're dead to him, you're dead to him or whatever. And I said earlier, I alluded to others. Donald Trump torched almost everybody in the race. Low energy Jeb, Little Marco, what do you call it, Dr. Carson? He had a name for all these guys as he picked them off one by one. Boop. Like, just flicking, bird seed off of his jacket. No big deal. And then what did he do? He said, hey, Dr. Carson, do you want to run HUD? I'll be happy to do that. Dr. Carson said, I spoke with Donald Trump. He's a nice guy. They made good to the point where Dr. Carson worked in the administration. He befriended Rick Perry. Donald Trump befriended all these people who previously, they were in a battle together. And his rationale was, look, we were fighting it out. What do you want me to do? I'm good at marketing. I'm good at name calling. You may not like the style, but it won. It's funny to me how people, I don't like his style, but he won. Yeah, but he didn't win fair. What do you mean he didn't win fair? He identified flaws in people's character. He said, "Yeah, you're low energy. You're not gonna survive the fight when we go into the general." And he was right. He was proven right. And you know what's funny to me? A conservative who believes in meritocracy, he won. And you know what people? Oh, I don't like the winner. Who you like? You like the losers? Oh, let me answer for you, conservatives. Yeah, you do. You like the losers. We got races going on all over, well, in Arizona. I'm talking to people. A guy jumped out of the gubernatorial race. His name was Steve Gaynor. Nice guy. Highly qualified. Dropped out. His staffers are upset. I said to him, you put a lot of faith in a man, didn't you? I mean, when I tell you they were upset, they were like, this is awful. Now look at who we're left with. I said, what do you think the other people would say when they lose? There's still four candidates. What are their people going to say? Oh, my gosh. Look at who we're left with. Okay. You getting the recurring theme? Look at who we're left with. Look at who we're left with. So here's what I would say to you. This is what I said about Trump. It's what I'll say about governors. It's what I'll say about senators. Why are you putting your faith in men? See, we have what's called the body politic. It is us. We're the people who decide who we're going to let work for us. And you know what we do? We put all our faith in that employee. No direction. So when I said to folks, look, you can get rid of all of that if we get 1 million patriots who are committed. I'm going to say this on this show quite often. If you want to be one of those folks that says, Kevin, I'm committed, please contact us at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Contact us. Let me tell you why. There are things you can do that don't require anything more than a click. You listening to this radio show? If a million of you listen to this radio show, my team would generate $30,000 a day. If a million of you listen to this show every day, that's what we generate. Now, first thing I'm going to do is go out and buy myself a fancy car. I'm joking. That money goes to work the same way mine is currently going to work, because I'm paying for this stuff. So a million of you listening to this show, 30 grand a day. Talk about a staff I could put together. A million of you clicking one article on my website every day generates $5,000 a day. $5,000 a day. A million of you watching my YouTube channel every day could generate 20 grand a day. 10 minutes of watching my YouTube channel. 20 grand a day. No money from you, advertisers. Now, what if that million people said, Kevin, we trust you with the causes, which, by the way, I would tell people, I put this money in escrow. You could tell me what you want to do with it. But what if we all bit the bullet? My voice went up. We bit the bullet and we gave 10 bucks a day. I'm sorry, 10 bucks a month to this cause. $10 million a day. And then finally, what if those 1 million people, we tackled every major hot point going on in the country with 1,000 people. 1,000 people at this city council, 1,000 people at this school board meeting, 1,000 people on the Hunter Biden issue, 1,000 people on corrupt judges, whatever. 1,000 people responding quickly. By the way, all connected on social media and spiraling out to others. What do you think a million people could accomplish? Now, I'm going to tell you what I say to everybody after I give this speech. Conservatives won't do it. Even when you hear it, you don't do it. Ah, Kevin, I mean, that's a great idea. If it's not your idea, if it's not, I don't control the money or whatever. As I said, any money you give me, I put it in escrow. I'd say, get a board. We determine what we want to do with the money. But hit my site, listen to my show, watch my YouTube or Rumble channel, and watch what I could do with the money with a million people. That's all it takes. Make it 100,000. Water it down by 10. We'll still get more accomplished pound for pound than anybody else. Now, Donald Trump, I want to get back to this. Who's leading this party? Donald Trump. He just proved it. J.D. Vance behind. Trump makes an endorsement. Boom. He jumps up. He proved a Trump endorsement can do it. Is it the end all be all? No. Should it be? No. Because the people can speak. The people should be in control. And you know what? Donald Trump is proving he can be just as effective not having the title, the official title as president, and running the Republican Party. Because let me tell you, Mitch McConnell or Andrew McCarthy would not, Kevin McCarthy, would not be able to influence an election like that. Not positively. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Distractions, folks. That is what Democrats excel at. You've seen distractions play out in movies, Hollywood movies. The gunfire in one direction, and you hear gunfire, you look, right? All it takes is a split second. You look away, boom. The theft or whatever they were trying to do has occurred. But what about the big explosion? You know, if you hear an explosion, you're definitely going to be looking. You'll look for a while. And whatever the Democrats... let me put it another way, because this will be more clear. If it's gunfire, you'll look away for a split second. Then you might look around. If it is an explosion, you will continue to look. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Human nature. When I talk to you about this thing, don't go, no, Kevin, I don't look. I mean, if I hear an explosion, I always know to look the other way, whatever. If you hear an explosion, you'll look. If you hear a car smash against something, you'll look. There are things that people know what you're going to do. It is predictable. The only reason that you would not hear an explosion, I mean, look in the direction of an explosion or a gunshot, is if you're deaf or if you're blind. That's the only reason why you wouldn't. There would have to be a physical abnormality for you to not go, what the heck just happened? And it's predictable. And that's why when you want to do something, you create the distraction because it is predictable. It will make people go, huh, let me go look at that. And when we think about it in the media, they say something like, look, just like when you're, they used to call it, and maybe still call it this, clickbait or whatever. There are things that will get your attention and make you go, what? And that's all you need. As a fighter, I can tell you, a person will do a distraction that, you know, you've seen guys, maybe they put their left fist out like this while they're loading up on the right, trying to get you to look. Or we call it a feint. You know, something to get you to fake you to do something so I can strike. It's predictable. And when the reason I'm spending so much time on it is when you understand it, you understand when it's happening. And you understand to look beyond the distraction. I want you to consider, as you think about what I just said, all that the Democrats have to lose. You know, I've asked them this question. What if you're wrong? Well, I know they are wrong. So let's ask it a different way. They are wrong. What happens when they find out? What happens? Let's look at the world through the prism of knowing something. One of these things that happens. For example, Hunter Biden's laptop reveals that Joe Biden is indeed the big guy, and it links him to all these nefarious things that we talked about. What happens? Yeah. Well, I'm asking. I don't know. Does Joe Biden get impeached? What dominoes fall when we learn this? What if we learn, I'm saying we find out definitively that January 6th was a setup by the Democrats and all the pieces that fall. Who goes to prison? Is the FBI going to go down for this? Who set it up? Who then spread the lies that it was all involving the conspiracy of Donald Trump and others? What happens when that comes to fruition? Think Jussie Smollett. Do you think when Jussie Smollett, who, by the way, still proclaims his innocence, when he set this whole thing up with his Jamaican buddies in order to enrich himself and to empower himself, had he played it out to the end? Because, and by the way, I think he still got a slap on the wrist. Look at what happens to Hillary Clinton so far with us knowing what she tried to do. And maybe we'll get to that in the next hour. But what happens? What loss of faith does the Democratic Party have? Who finally wakes up? Because I've had discussions with these Democrats. I tell you guys, don't even try. Don't even try. I'm about to blow your minds on this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. 844-551-8255. Get ready. I'm going to give you a little time to prep. Because I'm about to blow your minds. I'm about to give you the secret. You will not hear this on many other shows. I don't think you will. I'm going to give you the secret to dealing with Democrats. You ready? The secret to dealing with a leftist is not trying to change them. Aha, you thought I was going to give it to you right away. Nope, there's a cliffhanger. It's not in trying to change the leftist. The secret to dealing with a leftist is showing them that you have as much resolve, in your view, as they have in theirs. The secret to dealing with the leftists is making sure that they understand that no matter what they do, you will not change. The secret to dealing with the leftists is when they come to you with some stupid, lame brain idea, suggestion, or issue-based nonsense, that you come so hard over the top at them that they leave going, that Negro's crazy. Now, some of you are out there and you're going, come on, Kev. Come on,
man, you're funny, Kev. You're so funny, man. You're a funny black man, Kev.
Even you white people are talking like that. Don't play. I know you're Negroes on the inside. Anyway, you think I'm playing? The reason why, I'm going to use myself as an example, because there's no, I'm not going to make you think like, oh, I polled Rasmussen of 1,000 people in phone calls. No, I didn't poll anybody. I will tell you what has happened to me as a result of practicing exactly what I've told you, which is, by the way, the true nature of it. Every time a leftist comes up to me and they say something, I don't even know if care if I'm in the conversation. I get in it. You know, I don't like Trump, and I've always been a Democrat. And I go, you don't like Trump, and you're a Democrat. If I'm overhearing it, I say it, right? Because I want to strike up a conversation. And they look at me like, well, it's none of your business. And I'm like, oh, yeah. It is my business because you put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I get all sister girl attitude in the ghetto with them. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention, people. I don't think you listen to me. Anyway, so I get ghetto. I get all up in their Kool-Aid. What flavor? What is that? I put my finger in it. Is that strawberry? Is that cherry? Is that raspberry? I'm all in it. I'm all in that Kool-Aid. And they're going, ooh, what are you doing? And I go, oh, y'all, I can have it now? Okay, thank you. Yeah, I get all up in their business. And then I keep going. I don't understand what you mean you don't like Trump. See, now that's what a leftist would do. If you made the comment, you know, that Barack Obama, I just don't understand. I mean, I'm not a fan. What? You don't like Barack Obama? What? You're a right, racist, supremacist, whatever. You know, they're going to be all in your business. So I do exactly the same thing. I spin it. Boop, boop, boop. And so as I get, I'm like, what? What you don't like? You don't like Trump? Well, you don't like that Trump kept your gas prices at $2.50? You don't. Yeah, I mean, I get. You hear my ethnicity coming out, right? I'm going to go back so you guys can hear it. This is Kevin speaking regularly. Okay, a little bit British. And this is Kevin getting all ethnic and up in your face, okay? That's the difference. So I get up in their faces. I'm like, you don't like Donald Trump? Donald Trump, man, rappers used to talk about black people wanting to beat Donald Trump when he was a Celebrity Apprentice. What you talking about, man? Oh, so he didn't let black people in his building? Yeah, let me ask you this. You got family that you don't let in your house? Huh? You know, you got some crackheads? Exactly, yeah. You got any crackheads doing as good as Hunter? I'm just asking. And you just keep firing. Keep firing. And to them, it sounds like you're crazy. What's he doing talking about Hunter's a crackhead? Hunter's a Renaissance man. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Hunter's all that. He's in a bag of chips. No, Hunter is a crackhead who got kicked out of the Navy, who was messing around with his brother's sister, and then he left her for a stripper and had a baby he didn't claim, and now he's dealing all kinds of stuff that he ain't got no business knowing anything about. And you just go crazy on him. They're like, whoo, and they just want to walk away. But when they walk away going, yeah, he's crazy. Until they think about it. But here's what happens. They know they can't change you. So then they're all, they're upset. Because it's like, I don't know, have you ever been in a fight that you don't know if you won or lost? Yeah. Or certainly one that you lost, that you go like, oh man, I should have, when he threw that left, I should have blocked, and then I should have punched. You know, it's not a good feeling. Whether you're sparring or whatever. If you have a bad day, you're like, man, I couldn't get, it's like my muscles were tight. He's thinking all the things that he could have said, should have said, would have said, and all this. But when he confronts you again, you go, he's going to avoid you like the crazy dude in the neighborhood. Like you, that uncle that molests kids. He will avoid you, or she.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.